Hello, Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. And today with me in this incredibly insightful interview, because her film work is so amazing, is director Dana Flohr. She is the director of 1-800 On Her Own. It's a cinematic musical road trip through the life of a groundbreaking feminist, Ani DiFranco. She was an icon and punk rock legend. Welcome, Dana.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you. This film, by the way, folks, is airing here in St. Pete at Greenlight Cinema on the 25th and 31st of October. And tell us a little bit about the journey to make this film and what it's about.
Well, I had always known about Ani. I was a real big fan of her activism, but I had the chance to meet her in Woodstock where she was playing. And I sat down and I talked to her. And I had the experience that so many Ani fans have, and I know a lot of people will be able to relate, is that I really feel like her songs were writing the soundtrack to my life. And in the conversation that I had with her, her current life, I felt like she could be writing the soundtrack for a lot of our lives, because she was struggling with some really specific things that really resonated with me and I think resonate with a lot of people. And so that was sort of the initial spark to do the film. But then I also waded out into the audience after her concert. And I did, I talked to her fans and people who had come. And so many people had told me how she had changed their life. And so many people had told me that she had saved their lives. So I thought, wow, she's not just a musician. This is something really, really special. And I was also really wanting to do a film about a woman, because I feel like women's stories need to be told more. And that was how the whole journey started off.
What amazes me about this is how culturally relevant this is now, and how people may have forgotten that the scene she crashed into in the early 90s was not welcoming to a political feminist, an unapologetic bisexual. And tell us a little bit about how that story unfolds in this particular film.
Well, I mean, Ani's really been a trailblazer, and she was very open about many, many things that really very few, if any at all, were singing about, talking about. She wrote songs about her abortion. She wrote songs about her bisexuality. She wrote songs about rape. She wrote songs. I mean, she was just, you know, writing the story that a lot of women in particular were experiencing. And that was pretty courageous, because it wasn't well received in a lot of circles, but her fans, it really resonated with that. And so, you know, that's how the movie is laid out, in the past and the future. So we sort of intercut between her present life. She's 54 years old right now, and I met up with her in 2019, so she's going on tour. And then we cut back to her past and where she came from. She's from Buffalo, New York, and, you know, kind of how she forged her name and her career as this rabble-rousing, bisexual, you know, boot-wearing, sort of radical feminist at the time.
And that was 35 years ago, and she simply calls herself a folk singer dedicated to art and activism, kind of in the, you know, in the Mavis Staples. I mean, this is... you know, the Joan Baez's of the day. I mean, she was like the next generation, but she took no prisoners, right?
Right, exactly. And I think that's another thing that I really wanted to do with this film, that when we talk about folk singers, you know, we always cite Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger and Bob Dylan. And, you know, she's really the voice of a generation. And I feel like it's really important that people, you know, sort of recognize that. And folk singing, although it seems very, you know, sort of 1960s, it's a form of art and a form of music that is incredibly relevant. And what she's doing is not just singing songs and bringing this amazing music to people, but she's also organizing with her music. And that is extremely relevant right now. We just got back from doing a Midwest Swing State tour with Ani, with the film, and we're raising money for Emily's List and sort of stumping for Kamala. So she's still at it, but I think the film is particularly resonant right now, right at this incredible historical moment where we're poised to have our first woman president. Ani's been gunning for that since she was a teenager. So
absolutely. And you know, your background is so interesting. I mean, first of all, you began your career as a news reporter and producer, working for Reuters and CNN, BBC, National Geographic, and you're the recipient of a very prestigious number of awards, the Tribeca Film Institute, Documentary Fund Grant, the DC Arts and Humanities Artists Fellowship. I can go on and on, but tell me a little bit about your journey and desire. You've spoken a lot in your films about the LGBTQ plus community, including Check It, which I've seen, about a black gay street gang in DC, which premiered at Tribeca. Tell me a little bit about how you have crafted your journey as a director, reporter, producer, writer.
Well, I'll start with Check It. I mean, I am a DC native, and I'm also a mother. And I was a news reporter. I'm bilingual. I covered Latin America for many years, but I had a kid. And so I wanted to find a way to make a living that I could control a little bit more. And I was like, oh, I'll do documentaries. And that's kind of how I stumbled upon the Nine Lives of Marion Barry, and I did a story on Marion Barry, and I also found these kids, along with my co-producer, Toby Oppenheimer, these amazing kids in D.C., this black gay gang, and that's kind of how I started that journey. But I think overall, I'm looking for stories that haven't been told. That's really what draws me to stories in general. And I think that's consistent with the films that I've been doing, you know, just seeing things that other people haven't been covering. So I found D.C. to be a really rich terrain, strangely, because there's more writers and filmmakers and journalists here. You know, there's a lot of them in the nation's capital. But the local stories really weren't being told. So I had a really fun time doing that. And then when I met Ani, that sort of took me in a whole nother direction, which has also been an amazing journey that I'm so blessed to have had.
What I'm excited about, and all of, so Radio St. Pete has 4,000 singer-songwriters in our catalog locally, and we celebrate local music. And what we're all excited, in fact, the whole group of us are going, is to hear the music by Ani DiFranco. So this is not just, you know, it's not just a documentary. It's a concert. It's a musical tribute. That had to be exciting. And talk to me a little bit about working with the archival imagery and what you found fascinating about that.
Well, let me just say about the songs. I tried to cram every single one of my favorite Ani DiFranco songs in there. So I'm excited for you to see it. It really is fun. She hits every genre. She's an amazing guitar player. She's an amazing singer. And of course, a stellar poet. So that's really, really fun. But the archival was one of the really unique things about doing this film, because Ani kind of gave me access to literally a U-Haul full of all of her materials.
Wow.
In my house. And I filled my basement with it, and we digitized it. So there's so much never before seen archival footage of her younger, her on the road, behind the scenes, really fun stuff that really captures kind of the joy of youth, the joy of being on the road, you know what I mean? Like all that really amazing fun, and it's brilliant. I really love that. And as a matter of fact, to be honest, I could have had two different movies. One, the verite present-day footage of her now and her life mm-hmm. now and her archival, because there's just such a plethora of stuff, and it's so fun and so brilliant.
Well, when Netflix, one of the streaming services, finally picks this up, maybe they will let you do a whole long series. And would you have a book plan to go with this?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great idea. It's a great story. It really is. And it's like you were saying before, it is so relevant to what's going on now. You know, Ani has been a really staunch feminist who's been fighting for women's reproductive rights from the get-go, from a young teenager. And that has really been her North Star. And that's also kind of the North Star of the film, the arc of the film. And so, yeah, I mean, there's just, she's been really prescient in the things she's sung about, the things she cares about, and she continues to be that. So it's a rich story. And again, she's a relatively young woman. She's 54 years old, so she's still really going strong.
Well, and speaking of that, she's going to be touring, bringing her unprecedented SH exclamation T to her 2025, according to Rolling Stone. Right, she kicks off January 16th at the Paramount Theater in Austin. And then moves on to Seattle February 1st, and then on to a cruise, and then, oh boy, we can't wait, March 8th in Orlando at the Plaza Live, and then two nights at the Somerville Theater in Massachusetts, and that's just the beginning. How did you come up with the name for this, 1-800 on her own? It's a grabber.
Yeah, that actually was my producer Amy Hobby's idea. It is 1-800 on her own is actually Ani DeFranco's 1-800 phone line. You can pick up the phone right now and call it, and Bubba will probably answer the phone. He deals with Ani's merch, and so that's really how Ani started, grassroots. She went to, she drove in her little VW Bug and went to different places. A lot of college campuses, women gender studies programs would invite her, and she would take out a clipboard, get people to write down their addresses. Back in the day, I don't know if you remember this, when you wrote letters with a stamp on it, and she'd send out a newsletter, and then she took out a 1-800, toll-free number so people could call, and it became like, a line for therapy and people who just wanted to know about Ani, but it's a real number. And we thought that it was really significant because she has done stuff on her own. She was one of the first women run labels, and she's been independent very frequently at her own peril. I mean, it's been a hard road to toe being independent. And I think that's part of what the film is about too. I mean, she just doesn't, talk the talk. She walks the walk, and she has paid a price for that. So, but she sort of, she's a barrier breaker. She opened the way for so many independent musicians, and there's so many musicians and artists out there who have really admired her for that and taken a page from her book.
Well, I had forgotten that she was the founder of the first woman-run non-corporate queer happy label, Righteous Babe Records. These are the things. I'm a 60s girl, and so I loved Ani, and I was out in San Diego, and there was a punk scene in California, right?
Yeah.
And I saw her perform, but quite honestly, I really forgot how courageous she was and how she just kind of didn't. The boys got all the coverage, and she, despite her verite and her talent, just, she just didn't get the coverage. I mean, Rolling Stone in the day did not cover her.
Right. Right. I mean, there's the inequity, really. She's a punk rock kind of girl, and that's really a boys' club. And so, especially in her day, she was really trying to forge her way in what was very exclusively, and still in a lot of ways was a boys' club. So, there's a lot of women who thank her for that. I mean, with our premiere in Tribeca, we got Katie Gavin from Muna to come out, and she's a real fan of Ani. So I think a lot of young women, Phoebe Bridgers, a lot of young women musicians are like, they were watching Ani. They grew up with Ani, and she inspired them. So I think that role has been really important. And, she's largely, as you mentioned, fairly unheralded. I mean, there's a lot of people who love Ani and know Ani, but there's also a lot of people who don't. And I'm really hoping that this movie will, sort of open people's eyes to who she was and how important she is. She was and she is and should be recognized for that.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you mentioned London. Tell us a little bit of the places that you are going with this film.
Oh, boy. We're going a lot of places. We're in North Carolina, Portland, Oregon, Barcelona, Columbus, Ohio, Victoria, BC. We're doing a sort of slow rollout theatrical tour that's going to end up in New York City. So our film is also taking a page from Ani's book. We are super duper indie, super duper grassroots. We are also out there at a time where this is a really bizarre political movement going on right now. It's a bizarre political moment, and we're raising money for Emily's List. We're registering, working with Headcount to get people registered to vote. So, it's also an organizing and activist kind of thing going on with the film. We want to sort of, be like Ani, and this, these are, this is what she is. She's a folk singer, so this is it. It's a folk movie.
You have really amplified her voice, Dana, and you're to be you and your team are to be credited for this. We look forward to seeing the film and hearing more from you. I have to ask you, what are some of your favorite Annie DeFranco songs?
I love Pretty Girl, Not a Pretty Girl. I love Joyful Girl. I love Gray. Let's see. I love Unprecedented SHT in her new album.
Right.
No, don't get me started. If you want to know what my favorite songs are, go see the film, because I tried to cram as many as I could in there.
Well, thank you. You folks, we've been talking to Dana Flor, a groundbreaking journalist, director. Her 1-800 on her own, the Ani DeFranco. I'm just going to say celebration of her journey and where she's going next. We'll be at Greenlight Cinema October 25th and October 31st. What website can they go to follow what you're doing or on social, Dana?
AniDeFrancoFilm.com is our website, and you can also go to @AniDeFrancoFilm. That's our Instagram, and all of our information should be up there.
Well, we thank you, Dana from D.C., for making time for us today. And we thank you very much for making this, and we look forward to seeing it air everywhere it can possibly air. Netflix and all your streaming people, listen up. This is a film that you have to option. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you so much, Dana. It's been really fun talking to you.